And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A moment ago, in Mary Noble's room in a New York hospital, Dr. Allen removed the bandages from Mary's face and handed her a mirror to see for the first time how it looks since she was admitted to the hospital suffering from severe acid burns inflicted by Claudia Vincent in a final burst of revenge after Mary had proved her guilty of the murder of Oliver Wilson. And now, looking at her reflection, Mary is silent. And after several seconds, the doctor speaks.
Well, Mrs. Noble, aren't you pleased with the result? I told you it was a splendid recovery.
Yes. Yes, I guess I should be very grateful, Dr. Allen.
You're very fortunate. When you came here, we hardly believed you'd healed so well.
But my face looks so strange. I hardly recognize my own features. The expression is so strained.
You must remember that the skin is still very tender. You've had to heal those deep burns. But I assure you it'll ease. And you can see even now that it is practically unmarred.
Yes, but somehow I thought it... Oh, I know, I expected too much in spite of everything you told me, Dr. Allen. I thought that by some miracle I would appear just the same. And now this...
You must be patient a little longer, my dear. From now on you'll find that every day we'll see a great improvement.
I'm very grateful to you, Dr. Allen, for all you've done. I want you to know that. If I seem a little disappointed, it's only because I'd hoped in my heart that once you remove these bandages, I could leave here and fly out to Hollywood to join my husband.
Well, we couldn't let you do anything so dangerous, my dear. You've got to allow time for this new layer of skin to become toughened up a bit.
I know it was foolish of me to expect so much, but I just wanted to be able to arrive in Hollywood suddenly and surprise Larry.
You'll have to allow a little more time.
How much? Can you give me any idea how much longer I must wait, Dr. Allen?
I can't give you a definite promise, Mrs. Noble, but it won't be too much longer.
But just some idea. A few days, a week, how long?
We'll know much more in the next few days. And now we mustn't leave your face uncovered too long. It is still too tender to be exposed to the air, so I'll just put another dressing on. Then you can rest for a while. Just be very still. That's right.
And meantime, Larry Noble, out in Hollywood, is unaware of his wife's disappointment in this first glimpse of her burned face. And he still believes she wants him to be far away from her. Right now, after several hours driving about Hollywood with the young actress Dora Dean, who has offered to help him find a modest place to live, we hear...
Well, at least that's settled. Now all I have to do is pack my things and leave the hotel.
I hope you're going to be satisfied with that room, Mr. Noble. It's certainly nothing to write home about.
It's small, perhaps, but clean and adequate. You were mighty nice to help me out, Dora. I'd never have found anything like it myself.
I didn't really believe that you were serious when you said you wanted to find a cheap room someplace. I mean, a big Broadway actor like you, so famous and all. I thought you'd want to have all the service in the world.
I didn't come out here to Hollywood to indulge myself, Dora. As I told you, I'm anxious to save as much money as I can to pay off the bills that are waiting for me in New York.
I think it's wonderful of you to feel like that. I'll bet there aren't many famous actors who would be willing to settle down in a little bit of a room and save all their money. Your wife must be awfully proud of you.
On the contrary, I'm awfully proud of her.
I haven't asked you much about her, Mr. Noble, but I'd like to know how she's getting along. I mean, those awful burns.
Well, I haven't any definite word. All her letters are cheerful and confident. But then Mary wouldn't say anything else.
Maybe when she gets out of the hospital, she'll come out here and join you. Maybe you'll be a real surprise when you see her and she'll be all well and beautiful.
She won't come out here, Dora.
Well, you can't be sure. I bet she misses you something awful. I know I would if I were in her place.
She has no reason to miss me. No reason at all.
Oh, you're just saying that. I bet she'll surprise you someday by just showing up. And then I bet you'll have to give up that little room and take her to someplace real nice.
No. My wife won't come out here. That's one thing certain. Let's not talk about it anymore. I'm very grateful to you, Dora Dean. You've been a real friend to help me like this.
I love doing it. In fact, it's been wonderful meeting you on the set at the studio. I've always thought you were such a wonderful actor, and I never dreamed I'd ever see you so close like this.
Now you must tell me where you live so that I can drive you home.
Oh, no, you don't have to. I can take the bus.
Oh, I won't consider it. I'll take you to your door. Let's see what time it is. You must be getting hungry. Maybe there's some place on the way we can stop and have lunch.
I'd love that, if you have the time.
Oh, I have plenty of time, Dora. In fact, time hangs heavy on my hands these days.
Well, then, let's just keep right on towards the ocean. I know a simply divine little place, and it's right on the way. Of course, we could go out to the place my folks run. They'd be tickled to meet you.
No, we'll go someplace else, someplace you really like. You just direct me, and I'll drive.
Well, then, keep right on this way. It's out quite a few miles, but I think you'll like it. They have wonderful seafood, and it's the most beautiful view out over the ocean.
Oh, fine. Say, Dora.
Hmm?
Just look back, will you? I think I'm beginning to imagine things again.
What things?
Do you see that same black car that we almost bumped into before?
Where? I don't see anything. The road's so full of traffic. Honest, Mr. Noble, what makes you think there's someone on your trail?
I don't know, Dora. It must be an obsession. But I could have sworn a car pulled out a little way back of us when we left that last place.
I don't see anyone now. Gee, maybe we're being shadowed. You haven't committed any crimes lately, have you, Mr. Noble?
Well, none that I can remember. But then I'm very forgetful.
Okay, then. I guess we're safe. Anyhow, I don't care. I just enjoy being with you. I hope you won't take that the wrong way, Mr. Noble.
No, of course not, Dora.
It's just that meeting a famous actor like you and finding out you're so regular. Oh, you know, it's just wonderful.
And later this same day, Rupert Barlow has returned to New York from his Long Island estate, and right now he's being shown into Mary Noble's room in the hospital. And as he approaches her, he says,
"My dear, I couldn't stay away. Not today, of all times, even though you said you didn't want anyone with you."
"I didn't mean quite that, Rupert. Only that I didn't want anyone present when Dr. Allen took the bandages off my face."
"Has he finished?"
"Yes."
"And he allowed you to see the progress you've made?"
"Yes."
"Well, were you pleased with your doctor's results?"
"I guess so, Rupert. I hardly know what to say. Oh, I know that I ought to be very grateful to Dr. Allen for all he's done. He keeps telling me how fortunate I am, and I know he means it."
"Well, I don't understand, my sweet. You sound disappointed."
"That's more or less how I feel, Rupert."
"But I expected you to be jubilant, Mary. I thought that when I walked into this room, you'd be bursting with the good news." "I don't understand."
"It's only that I expected the results to be different. I'm sure that I was expecting too much, but I can't help it. I've waited and waited, and when he held up the mirror to my face, it looked distorted. It wasn't my face at all, just a caricature."
"Surely you don't mean he's been lying to you, and to me. How could he do such a thing?"
"He wasn't lying, Rupert. At least he didn't mean to distort the facts. Apparently he believes that I'm making a remarkable recovery. Perhaps I might have been far more seriously disfigured. But all the same, it's come as a shock. Oh, I don't mean to tell you all this, Rupert. You've been so kind all through my stay here. You see, it was a mistake to come here today after all. I'm pouring out all my woes to you."
"I must do something about this at once. I'm going to have a talk with your doctor. There's something distinctly wrong here."
"Please don't let me upset you, Rupert. This is entirely my problem. As soon as I get a little more used to the shock, I'll settle down. A person can adjust to nearly anything. And I know that I'll manage."
"Yes, but it's monstrous, Mary. I won't be hoodwinked in this way. I was given to understand in no uncertain terms that the results would be quite different."
"There's no reason to be so disturbed, Rupert. I'm sorry I said so much. It's not fair to you."
"Fair to me, indeed. Wait till I see that doctor of yours. I'm going to have a talk with him."
"What's the good of that, Rupert? Dr. Allen has done all he can. He's told me that the tender new skin on my face will in time become more natural looking."
"Well, that doesn't explain why your doctor deliberately built up a story that he must have known he couldn't justify." "No, Mary, my dear, it's quite inexcusable. I find myself in a state of anger, and I won't be satisfied until I've talked to the man himself."
"But I don't think he's here now, Rupert. He said he might stop in later, but I hardly expect him."
"Well, I'll go outside and see for myself, if you'll excuse me, my dear."
"Well, of course, Rupert. But I wish you wouldn't let my disappointment upset you so."
"Well, of course it upsets me. After all the trouble, after all the plans, to have it turn out like this. No, I'm going to find that doctor. I'm going to find him now if I have to comb the whole city for him. Goodbye, Mary. I'm sorry, but I can't stay any longer."
"I'm sorry, Rupert. It was nice of you to come. I wish I hadn't been so selfish."
"I don't like to leave so abruptly, but I must find out. Try to understand, Mary."
Mary Noble watches the closed door and wonders at this strangely hysterical outburst from Rupert Barlow. Why should he be so concerned? What does it mean? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.